Liz Millman is one of the 10 UAF veterinary medicine students who graduated in May. She plans to specialize in caring for sled dogs like those that powered Iditarod musher Didi Jonro. Millman recorded this YouTube clip while Jonro was harnessing her team at the Galena checkpoint during the 2015 Iditarod.
I discovered I wanted to be a vet when I think I was 3 years old. And I think it was when I was 7 when I first learned about sled dogs back in Wisconsin where I grew up that I decided I wanted to be a sled dog vet and work Iditarod.
Millman had just completed undergraduate study in Wisconsin when she came to Alaska in 2013 and got a job with Jonro. She says she loved it up here, but she wanted to continue her education. And at the time, Alaska's universities didn't offer a veterinary medicine program. Then she learned UAF was setting one up through a partnership with Colorado State University.
Shortly after I moved to Alaska, I heard about this program starting and decided I'd try it one more time and apply, and lo and behold, I got in on the first class in 2015.
Karsten Hoofa heads up the program. He's the Associate Dean of Veterinary Medicine at UAF, and he says the university was fortunate to link up with Colorado State.
They are like one of the top programs in the country.
The program requires the 10 UAF students to attend their first 2 years of graduate level instruction at UAF and their second two at Colorado State.
The clinical part, working with actual patients, becomes so important in the third and fourth year of veterinary school.
Hoofa says students must go to Colorado for those 2 years because Alaska just doesn't have the volume and variety of animal patients, especially livestock, that the students need. But he says they and the other 140 students in this year's class get plenty of opportunities for hands-on instruction at Colorado State because agriculture is a big industry in that area.
In the state, we have two, I would say, small pockets of what one would consider like an industry, is in Palmer and in Delta. And those are relatively small compared to other states that have veterinary schools. I mean, in Colorado, ranching is huge.
Hoofa says, on the other hand, the UAF students get experience working with animals in Alaska that aren't available in Colorado, like domesticated wildlife species.
For example, the students get opportunities to work with reindeers at the large animal research stations. So they do not only work with cows and other normal livestock.
Hoofa says the UAF Colorado State program has attracted a lot of attention in Alaska, both from those in the ag industry and those who operate veterinary clinics, not only because of the quality of instruction, but also the requirement that students spend their first 2 years in Alaska.
Quite a few clinic owners that I talk to, they sometimes struggle with getting people from outside come up, not knowing what they're getting themselves into, and then minus 40 hits, and they can't get out of here quick enough.
Hoofa says that may be part of the reason why all 10 of the UAF students got jobs soon after they got their diplomas. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.